Dare I fuck you? Dare I fuck you? Dare I reach out and in the blatant audacity of my love take my cock and press it into your body? You taunt me with your wetness, the ease at which you slide over me, the power with which you grasp me within you. And yet I dare to thrust and withdraw, filling you and then retreat, only to fill you again. My strength lifts you from the bed, and when you finish with me, it fails you, slipping limp from your depth as you wait for more, something more. Imagine yourself, Helen of Troy, a woman so beautiful that men will risk their lives, will risk entire nations just to look at you, to touch you, to feel the infinite soft wonder inside you. Imagine the reverent first touch of a man's fingers to your face, fingers roughened in a single desperate search to find and capture you. Then his fingers weave through your hair as he trembles in his overwhelming desire for you, his urgent need to touch you and yes, and take you, and yet he pauses, only touching your hair, enthralled in the simple blink of your eye. He swallows, fighting his deepest yearning to watch your breast rise and fall with each progressive breath, studying their curves as he lowers his hand to hold it just above you, as if absorbing the aura of your softness to the scant fabric. Every fiber of his being longs to tear the fabric away so he can see your naked beauty. But he still pauses in near desperation, waiting the faintest whisper. Downward, his hands move, hovering just above your stomach, where his body aches to plant his seed, the animal inside him straining to fill you with himself, the spawn of his pleasure, the echo of his need. His hand trembles, but still does not touch you. He denies himself to drink in each moment of you. Further down, he lowers his head, as each breath brings a hint of you. The slightest hint of your fragrance excites him and frightens him. He is a rock among men, hard, unyielding, a weighty force, and yet the first whisper from your lips, the first breath of your scent, the first sight of your lithe body, and he is liquid, forming his body to fill your needs. As you stand naked before him, you watch his body transform for you, his hands cupped to hold your breasts. His mouth opens to touch your lips. His arms curl to embrace you and his cock grows for your bidding. A hand that could crush a man gently squeezes a breast. The fingertips lightly dance on the nipple. Arms that could stop a horse lift you to a bed of feathers. His cock, enormous in your fingers, will lead him to bend his will to you, to expend his strength for only your pleasure. He kneels at your feet as a thousand ships sails to avenge this moment. The moment his strength becomes entirely yours. And yet now I stand before you, daring to want you, my rigid desire before you. I touch what you let few men touch before, the gentle curve of your breast, the firm tip of your nipple, the tight curls of your pubis, and the very center of you. I kneel and press my tongue into you as my hands run up the backs of your thighs to the ass which I squeeze. In my greed, I lift you onto the bed, my tongue flashing up you, finding the tiny nub of pleasure. I languish there as you respond, pressing to my face, my impudence forgotten as you are lost in the sensation and die a little. You then return as I am emboldened in your pleasure, as I draw away from you, still tasting you on my lips. My brashness is boundless as I stand and lean onto you, my cock entering your moist, delicate depths. I move in a rhythm, thrusting deep into you and then withdrawing, thrusting and withdrawing, until I draw the infinite pleasure from you in those fleeting seconds before my strength fades, and I shrink from you, slipping into the darkness, darkness. Yes, I dare to fuck you. I dare to kneel before you and eat you. I dare to take your breast and squeeze, your lips and kiss. I dare. I dare. Yes, I dare to love you, if only to touch you like this once and again.